Texas is by far the nation's number one oil producer. To find number two, you'd have to head north to North Dakota. But to find the number three biggest producer of oil, you'd have to go much farther north.
Welcome to Alaska Weather.
To Alaska, where weather forecasters are happy to report the spring thaw is now underway.
Most of the snow in just about all of these areas is gone.
But what's really heating up in Alaska?
More oil means more revenue for school funding.
Are the airwaves with ads like these?
More oil production is the answer. I'm voting no on one.
Ballot Measure 1 gives voters a chance this August to repeal tax cuts for oil companies. Tax cuts passed just last year by the Alaska legislature. Big oil companies, of course, want to keep the cuts and are paying for the TV ads against the repeal vote. But on the other side of the debate are people who think the tax cuts were a bad idea, like Democratic State Senator Bill Willikowski.
Do I want to increase the taxes on working families, or do I want to get a fair share from the oil industry who's raking in billions and billions of dollars in profits? That's an easy one for me.
But why did Alaska want to cut oil taxes last year?
Because we kept hearing about all the booming work that's being done in Texas and North Dakota, and people said, well, hey, that just goes to show you, you know, Texas has a lower tax rate.
Alaska's tax on oil production was far higher than in Texas and North Dakota, and so it was high taxes that got the blame for keeping oil companies from spending more on drilling. Because unlike in those other states, oil production in Alaska has been declining in recent years. But Willikowski says cutting taxes hasn't stopped the slide in oil production, and that the more he and other lawmakers looked into it, the more he believed the cause wasn't taxes, but rather technology.
Our independent legislative research report came back and said, no, the reason you have the explosion of new production and new drilling and new fields in Texas and North Dakota is because they figured out how to frack.
Fracking, the drilling technique that forces oil and natural gas out of rock formations, was pioneered in Texas. But in Texas, some would take issue with the senator from Alaska.
Because he's ignoring the entire problem of environmental opposition to anything that anyone would like to really do in Alaska. So, I mean, you know, that's the biggest difference of all between the two locations.
That's Michelle Foss, an energy economist with the University of Texas.
It certainly is not just tax rates.
But taxes play a major role, says the Texas oil and gas industry. It is argued that higher taxes will hurt it and therefore hurt the state's economy. The industry has successfully fought off efforts in the Texas legislature to reduce tax breaks. For decades, the Texas tax on the value of oil as it comes out of the ground has been 4.6%, the lowest of any of the top oil-producing states except California, which has no state oil tax. Texas charges a higher rate on natural gas production, 7.5%. James Labaugh is a tax expert for the Texas Oil and Gas Association.
Texas has to have a competitive tax environment. It doesn't mean it has to be zero, but if we want to have the investment capital, we want to have drilling rigs, we want to have jobs, we have to have a competitive tax environment.
Labaugh says an apples-to-apples comparison of how different states tax oil and gas production is difficult. Texas requires oil and gas companies to also pay property taxes and royalties. Some other states don't. But it may be easier to say the serious effort to increase taxes on oil production, like what's happening in Alaska,
oil tax reform is growing our
will not likely happen anytime soon in Texas. For State Impact Texas, I'm Dave Failing.